deeper into bear market territory. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Most stocks ended the day in the red as investors await news from the Federal Reserve on an interest rate hike. The Dow lost 151, the Nasdaq plus 19, the S&P lost 14.
On this eve of the Fed decision, odds are increasing that the Fed will move more than previously expected. Last time we got a half point interest rate hike. This time the market is pricing in a 90% chance that the Fed moves 0.75 point. As a matter of fact, Goldman Sachs economists are now expecting 75 basis points in June and July, followed by a half point move in September, then a quarter point move in November, and again in December.
Jackie DeAngelis with Fox Business. An FDA advisory panel has endorsed a second brand of COVID vaccine for school-aged children and teens, voting unanimously that Moderna's vaccine is safe and effective enough for kids ages 6 to 17. The same panel will meet tomorrow to consider the shots for kids under 5. Elections in 5 states today, including South Carolina, where polls close in just under an hour.
Incumbent Congressman Tom Rice is fighting to save his job. He has become an outspoken critic of former President Trump, and now he's facing multiple primary challengers. Rice has also gotten a lot of scrutiny after he voted to impeach Trump after the 2021 Capitol riots. Trump has also vowed revenge against Rice ever since then, and he's backing State Rep. Russell Fry in the primary. Fry says the endorsement may make all the difference. Meantime, closer to Charleston, where we are in Mount Pleasant, we're also watching as incumbent Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace is also trying to save her job as she faces a challenge from former state rep Katie Arrington.
Fox's Mark Meredith. New York's highest court has rejected former President Trump's effort to avoid testifying in the state attorney general's civil investigation into his business practices, saying there's no substantial constitutional question that would warrant its intervention. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A new report from the Air Force says its crew was not responsible for deaths during evacuations from Afghanistan last year.
A statement from the Air Force says investigations into the deaths of Afghans who clung to a military plane while it was taking off from the airport in Kabul have concluded that crew members acted appropriately and were not at fault. Some of the people who held onto the C-17 transport plane during takeoff fell to their deaths or were caught in the wheels. Video from that day shows Afghans mobbing the airport, frantic to get out of the country when the Taliban seized control and U.S. forces were withdrawing. The statement also says the crew, quote, exercised sound judgment in their decision to get airborne as quickly as possible when faced with an unprecedented and rapidly deteriorating security situation. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
New York has expanded legal protections for women seeking abortions and abortion providers. Amazon is being sued over its Whole Foods delivery service.
Some Whole Foods customers are suing Amazon, accusing the company of violating their Prime membership deal by charging nearly $10 for delivery that was supposed to be included. Amazon Prime ended free Whole Foods delivery in October, citing its higher expenses. Also in March, Amazon increased its yearly Prime membership fee from $119 to $139. The lawsuits filed in federal court in Seattle accuse Amazon of violating consumer protection laws. The lawsuits also accuse Amazon of automatically adding a $5 tip on each delivery order. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
Seattle-based real estate brokerage Redfin says it will lay off 8% of its employees as the housing market cools. The Seattle Times reports CEO Glenn Kelman announced the layoffs, telling employees, with demand 17% below expectations, we don't have enough work for our agents and support staff. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.